on the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We have a fabulous producer. We always appreciate Rob Center's help and hard work. We know he's very happy over there because we can hear him shouting for joy, so we appreciate that. And we have Matt Cotrillo, our news director, monitoring and making sure that everything's going smoothly here, so we appreciate his help and hard work as well. On the news line with us now, Sam Schicatano is here, Northumberland County Commissioner, Chairman, and Chairman of the Northumberland County Election Board, and he's doing what a lot of county commissioners are doing in Pennsylvania these days, participating hands-on in helping to make sure that the election goes smoothly. Good morning, Sam. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning, Mark.
There have probably been some elections where you knew there was election underway because you knew it was that season, but you didn't have to participate in helping to run the operation or to make sure things go smoothly or to actually go down to the office very often. But this is not that year. Explain what you're doing and how you're helping out and what's going on down at Northumberland County's election office.
Well, not as much as my helping out, but we had to bring in so much extra people into the office because of this election. You know, it's unprecedented the amount of mail-in requests we have gotten. And so we went out, a few months ago, and we've been having a consultant work with our election office since the primary. And, we did hire two new full-time people in Caleb and Nathan Savage, who are doing a great job. And then we also had gone out and hired four new part-time people, at least until this election is over. And then our chief clerk, Mary Rose McCarthy, is over there almost every day also working. So, it's been a big impact on the county as far as hiring people, to help out with this election. The people, the other thing people don't realize is Pennsylvania came out last year and made all the counties buy certified new voting machines, which is also something new for each election office. And we have the company that actually sold us those machines also on board the day of the election, and also did some training for us, to prepare us for the people who do vote, on November 3rd out in the different precincts. So yeah, we had a lot of extra people and it was a lot of extra work. And we go down and check on those people and help in those, in those areas, almost weekly. I'm probably down there a couple times during the week just to make sure we have everything there that we need.
Explain what will be different this year. The mail-in voting is one aspect of it, and the new machine. Walk us through those kinds of changes and what voters can expect.
Well, the big difference is, of course, the request for mail-in ballots. And I think yesterday after I talked to them at the office, we had 11,000 requests. That's really unprecedented. In the primary, which we thought we had a lot, we had around 6,000. And we have had 11,000 requests so far, for this election. We have gotten over 6,000 back. Those requests, they got mail-in ballots, and those mail-in ballots are already brought back. So, that's people don't understand. You just don't get the ballot. There's cross-checking to make sure that people, who they get a ballot, you have to get in the computer, make sure that, they get their certified, make sure they're in there and they're registered. And then all the new registrations that we got, then when those ballots come back, you got to check in to make sure, that someone cannot go to the poll and vote again, so that when they on November 3rd, on that election day, that they don't go and have a mail-in ballot already handed in our office and then go to the precinct and also vote. So there's a lot of double-checking. There's a lot of, people think they just come in with this mail-in ballot, hand it in, and that's it. It's not it. There's a lot more work after that.
How many registered voters are there in Northumberland County?
That's something I don't know.
Well, it's generally been hovering around 40,000, so we'll let that go then at that particular aspect. Okay, so describe the new voting machines a little bit. What will folks see out at the polling places?
Well, they had them in the primary. That was the first time we used them. And the renewal requirement, of course, having to be certified by the state, was that somewhere in the machine, when you were done voting, each individual person, you had to have a paper-type ballot. So we went with a machine that you still did it electronically, but when you were finished, that paper-like ballot would come out. You'd be able to check it, and then there's a slot that you would actually put it in. So the big thing was they wanted a paper backup of each person who does a ballot. The old machine was basically the same type thing, except it just tallied the votes. So now, if anybody wants to go back, and we have to keep those ballots for a certain amount of time, they can go back, get every ballot that was cast. It would be the same as if you would be doing it, you know, like an absentee by hand, filling in the circles. You get the same type of thing that comes out of the machine. You check it, make sure it's what you wanted, and then you put it in the slot, and basically your voting is done at that time.
I remember Vinnie Clausi 10 years ago saying we have to have a voting system with a paper backup so that we have a manual tabulation method. So he ended up to be right. So finally that change has come to pass. So that is happening. For individuals who wish to vote by mail, it is not too late just yet. Explain today's deadline.
Well, today's deadline at 5 o'clock is the end of the voting by mail request. So you can still request a ballot up until 5 o'clock today. Also, you could go today up till 5 o'clock and actually vote in person at the election office. And what that basically means is and we have had a lot of that, people standing in line to do that, that you would stand in line, get into the office, fill out a form to request the mail-in ballot, and they would actually give you the mail-in ballot right there in the office. You would fill it out and then put it in the secure envelope and cast your ballot at that time. So those both end today at 5 o'clock. And then we are still sending out the mail-in request. And we would accept them all the way up until Election Day. And I guess the state has also said any that come in 3 days after election, we would still need to count, as long as the postmark is okay.
A lot of people say they've received multiple applications for mail-in ballots that they did not solicit. It's very concerning, a lot of those being sent to dead people. What's your reaction? You've been dealing with this confusion for a long time, and explain what's happening there.
Well, we cleaned that up back in the primaries. We had gone over a list and sent out thousands of letters of people who have not voted in the past so many years to clean that up. And I think we did a pretty good job doing that. That's what we spent most of the summer, doing besides new registration. So in our county, but I think it does happen in other county, in our county, that's pretty much cleaned up. It's not only people, again, that have passed away, it's people that have moved away. And, you know, that's happening daily in every county, and if people don't report they're moving or that someone did pass away, those people stay on the election ballots, on the books, and that's something I think that we need to look at, and everyone needs to look at every year, cleaning that up in some way, trying to find out who has moved, trying to find out who's still no longer in the county to vote, and make sure that doesn't keep happening. I think that's the big problem that people talk about, not in Pennsylvania, because in Pennsylvania, you still have to request the ballot. So you have to request that you want a mail-in ballot. But when you go to these states that just send out ballots to everybody, you are definitely getting ballots to people who passed away and people who aren't in that, living in that precinct anymore. Again, if that's happening here, it's hard to say it's possible, because if someone is not living here or someone has passed away, they can't fill out a form to get an absentee ballot unless someone is cheating. And I know that doesn't happen.
Well, in other counties, and maybe it wasn't a dilemma. Well, there certainly wasn't a big dilemma in Northumberland County in the spring or at any point with this dilemma. But third parties were sending individuals ballot applications. They made it look like they were receiving multiple ballot applications from the county, and so that created some confusions. One of the frequently asked questions is, what if I change my mind? I cast a mail-in ballot, and then I decide, oh, I don't want to vote for, you know, X candidate. I want to vote for Y candidate. Is there a way to change your mind after you've mailed in your ballot?
I think once you have mailed in your ballot, you are locked in, and that's why, you know, people, I think, should wait until that November, third deadline. Now, you asked, what if you requested a mail-in ballot and got it at home and decide you want to vote in person? That sometimes happens, and you can do that. If you have a mail-in ballot that was sent to you, and you decided, I don't want to fill it out and mail it in, I want to go to the polling place and vote. As long as you would take that mail-in ballot with you and you hand it in at the polling place, you can then vote in person. But you have to have that ballot with you to turn it in to the polling place so they know that you did not send that mail-in ballot in.
Gotcha. So bring that with you. Okay. Well, there's probably other frequently asked questions. I know the phone is ringing off the hook down there because I've called down there. I'll be helping my father get down to the election office today. He's going to cast his ballot ahead of time. So we talked to Barry Rose McCarthy to get that all squared away. We made an appointment for today. Polls will be safe and secure. Please remind folks of that, Sam.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with anything at the polling places. I know we have some people who signed up to be poll watchers, both in the Democratic and Republican Party. We will have runners and we will have security traveling through the county at that time in case there is any incidents. But I don't see any problems in Northumberland County with the voting. I think everything should go smooth and the election should go as smooth as possible. We think we'll have all the election results that night. We have a lot of people who are going to help counting, and we got four new scanning machines that will scan the ballots for all of the mail-ins. The only thing we won't have is, of course, if any come in the 3 days after the election, that we will have to tally each day, but we think we'll have the bulk of the count done on election night.
All right. Well, fabulous. Well, we'll look forward to those numbers. We always look at the GEMS report. Will we have a GEMS report this time, or will that have a different output this time?
I don't know how it's going to
Yeah, we'll see. Let's get through the beginning of the election. We'll worry about the end that night. All right. Well, thank you so much, Sam. Very much appreciated. Keep in touch. We really appreciate your help and information.
And thank you for, keeping the people of Northumberland County advised and up to date on what's going on. Thanks a lot.
Well, glad to participate. That's our service. Thank you so much. Sam Schicatano, Northumberland County Commissioner Chairman. He's also chair of the Northumberland County Election Board. And we invite you to do what I've done. Call the election office if you have a question. And they're taking fabulous care of everybody in Northumberland County.